With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hoping to stop the bloodshed in Ukraine, President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has met with Russian President Putin in Moscow. President Trump says the lower energy prices go, the more likely the war will finally end.
If you notice, OPEC and OPEC Plus, they're drilling more. They want to drill more because I think they want me happy. Because if energy goes down low enough, Putin's going to stop killing people. That'll be nice, even though they're his own people that are dying.
Mr. Trump also tells CNBC that pharmaceutical tariffs may be skyrocketing.
We'll be putting a initially small tariff on pharmaceuticals, but in 1 year, one and a half years maximum, it's going to go to 150%, and then it's going to go to 250% because we want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for files in the Epstein investigation and is seeking depositions with the Clintons and former law enforcement officials.
The Republican-controlled committee issued subpoenas for depositions with Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and eight former top law enforcement officials. President Trump denies prior knowledge of Epstein's crimes and says he cut off their relationship long ago. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors are asking in court to unseal grand jury transcripts in the sex trafficking cases against Epstein and his ex-girlfriend. But say there's not much new in them. The committee is also asking the former officials to appear for the depositions through August, September, and October, concluding with Hillary Clinton on October 9th and Bill Clinton on October 14th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
84,000 acres and counting burned by the Gifford Fire north of Los Angeles in the Los Padres National Forest. On Wall Street right now, the Dow futures are up 121 points. This is SRN News. A pastor is arrested in Nicaragua.
Clergymen have been criticizing President Daniel Ortega's violent suppression of protests in the country, and the government has responded by locking the clerics up. The latest victim is Pastor Rudy Vargas, founder of the La Roca de Nicaragua Church Association. He's been arrested along with several members of his family, including two of his sisters. Nicaragua's assault on religious freedom is beginning to attract international attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is weighing what to do with contraceptives stockpiled in Europe. The supplies stored in a U.S.-funded warehouse in Belgium include abortifacient drugs, contraceptive implants, and IUDs. Belgian officials say they have been talking with U.S. diplomats about trying to spare the supplies from destruction, including possibly moving them out of that warehouse. The Trump administration's dismantling of the troubled U.S. Agency for International Development has left the supply's fate uncertain. SRN News. A small medical transport plane has crashed and burned on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona, killing four people.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a CSI aviation company plane left Albuquerque, New Mexico, and crashed near the airport in Schenley, about 300 miles northeast of Phoenix. Two pilots and two healthcare providers died. The crew was planning to pick up a patient from the Federal Indian Health Service Hospital in Schenley. Navajo Nation says the cause of the crash hasn't been determined. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating. I'm Mike Kempen.
The Walt Disney Company's profits and revenue climbed in the fiscal third quarter. This is the entertainment giant continued adding subscribers to its streaming service. Disney also saw strength in its domestic theme parks. More details at srnnews.com.